And good morning. The time is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And we have a couple of special guests in the studio with us this morning. I'll start by saying good morning to Randy Huey.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. And Michael LaGuire.
Good morning.
These two folks are here with the Sitka Community Development Corporation, and they're going to talk about a special program that's just got launched here that has to do with affordable housing here in Sitka. So, gosh, I'm going to start by just asking you, what are your main goals to accomplish for today? Randy, let's start with you.
The main goal for today is to let people know of an affordable housing option, which our first home will be coming on the market for sale. It should be inhabited in early spring. We don't really have an exact date. And this is sort of a culminating thing of a lot of work to establish a community land trust and establish a criteria for selection of a home buyer and select plans. And all of that is coming to fruition very soon. So we want people to know about that. And then most importantly, we want to know, let people know how to apply to purchase this home.
Okay, the Sitka Community Development Corporation has been around for a while, but the Community Land Trust is a relatively new program. Just actually started, I think I read in the documentation in the website, September 1st. Everything got fired up here in the end. And let's talk about the home buyer class. And Michael, you've been around here for a long time. You know a lot about the housing market here in Sitka. And let's talk about not just the class necessarily, but what's the motivation for trying to introduce affordable housing into Sitka?
Well, I heard a couple of questions
there. A couple of questions, yeah. That's right.
Let's start with the class. I think those people who are wanting to purchase a house and can't afford it, they already know about the affordable issue. But the class is going to be a prerequisite to the application process, or in conjunction with the application process. And it's the home choice class with Alaska Housing, September 11th or 10th and 11th, 6 to 10 p.m. And the way you sign up for that class is go to www.ahfc.us/class, or you call 1-800-459-2921, and that gets you enrolled in that free class that will, even if you're not going to be involved in this program, in trying to purchase this, if you're buying a $2 million house, I'd say take this class. It's going to teach you a bunch of stuff.
And the class is a requirement if anyone is interested in applying for this affordable housing project that you have in the works.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about the project. There's a lot, as I understand, identified off of Sawmill Creek Road and Lillian Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me a little bit about what the vision is for this particular piece of property and this particular house.
Well, Randy's been doing a lot of the work on the actual floor plan of the house. Do you want to field that one, Randy?
Sure. So we have a lot on the back of Lillian Drive, which was given to us, I think, at the end of May by the Assembly. And we are going to put a little house there. Officially adopted a plan, but it'll be, given the constraints of the property, about 1,100 square foot, three-bedroom home, two-story, very basic, and it is our intention to put this home on the market at $200,000. We will try very hard to hit that. And you understand, about a community land trust, the people are buying only the house and not the land. That's the mechanism by which this becomes affordable. The Community Land Trust, a program of the Sitka Community Development Corporation, retains possession of the lot, and they pay a $75 fee to use that land, but they're buying only the house. And then when they sell the house, they only retain 25% of the equity accrued across the period of ownership. That's what keeps it perpetually affordable. That's the mechanism by which the Community Land Trust provides affordable housing. Is they don't buy the house and don't take all the profits upon sale. So there's a significant downside to owners, right? So we're trying to get first-time home buyers get out of rental and into ownership, but they don't get to keep all of the equity. So if they can possibly buy a home out on the open market, they should do that rather than buy this, because then they'll be capturing all that equity. But if you need that first step into ownership, this is an option for Sitka.
And who are the people that you think are going to be the audience for this particular type of sale, this type of program and for home ownership?
Well, folks that don't qualify for other home ownership programs, folks that are working, good credit, like Sitka, and just don't make enough money. What did you say the ceiling for the income was, Randy?
It's 120% of the area median income. AMI is 78,000 and some change. So roughly speaking, households with up to $90,000 a year of income qualify, 90,000 and under in round numbers. There's also, it depends on household size. A household of one has a lower cap, and a household of five has a higher cap. Mm-hmm, so there's a formula there. But we're aiming at people in the middle of the income spectrum, it's not low-income housing, it's median income starter home ownership.
And I don't see low income listed on any of these things. It looks like you've been very careful to say affordable housing in your literature and documentation. So you mentioned the trade-off. So there is a bit of there's a rental fee because the house isn't, or rather the property is not actually owned. That continues to be owned by the land trust.
That's right.
Do I have that correct?
Yes.
And is there some sort of guarantee or reassurance to the person who buys the house that they will be able to stay in that house for a certain period of time?
Yes, they can stay as long as they want to stay. The vision for how a community land trust works is that you should sell it soon. You should be acquiring the down payment to get out in the open market, mm-hmm. so that then you can capture all of the equity gain. That's what you really want people to do. And so we hope that that's what occurs. We envision having quite a number of these properties, and it's serving as the first step on that ladder for people into acquiring the primary asset that a middle class American has is the equity of their home. And we want young families to be able to get that. So we want them, and they're not going to get it this way, right? They're going to get the first step into open market ownership through the Community Land Trust.
And Michael, you mentioned, of course, you've had a long history of dealing with property here in Sitka, and you mentioned some specific examples earlier about people that love it here, that just have not been able to afford to stay.
Yeah, I think, Peter, if we all can think of teachers and nurses and doctors, fishermen that have decided to go someplace else because they just couldn't get into a home that would fit them. They couldn't get into the market. We were kidding earlier about buying a cheap little $250,000 $250,000 house. What's up with that? And then, most of those $250,000 houses need renovation.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is get an opportunity for those folks to stay in Sitka when somebody goes away to college and they move back here, they have $100,000 in school debt, that takes away their ability to be able to buy into this market.
Right.
So they finally go someplace else. So now you've got the parents finally following those kids south to see the grandkids, and eventually the parents who didn't want to leave Sitka in the first place sell their place and go to where the grandkids are.
Right, right.
Peter, one of the things about population of Sitka that I think is most revealing is that in 1992, the mill's still in operation. The Sitka population is about 9,000 people. In 2014, the population is still at 9,000. But the school population has changed from about 1,800 in 92 to 1,300 in 2014. And that tells, I think, that housing is a very powerful part of that demographic change.
And your goal is to try to put this into reach for for those school teachers, those nurses, those young, presumably young professionals who have their families and trying to make it here in Sitka.
Right.
That's all the time we have for today. I really appreciate both of you coming in today. We've been speaking with Randy Huey and Michael LaGuire about the Community Land Trust and a project they have going on. There is a class, again, if you are interested in this project, there's a class that's coming up September 10th and 11th, 6 to 10 p.m. You can look on our website at kcaw.org for more information. It gives you details on where you can sign up for that class. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in. I appreciate your time.
And this
is a great project.
Thanks, Peter.